Morning. This is the highest the desk has ever been for you. I can't even really see you.
I know. I'm quite short in this room. And we have some very special guests in the studio because tomorrow is a public holiday and it has one of the biggest football clashes in the 2024 calendar.
It's the biggest game of the home and away season.
The guard is with us on Anzac Day.
And the biggest players are going head to head. Literally, have you seen Ben McKay? He's like 2 meters tall. He's huge.
He's massive.
Jack Crisp.
Crisp with speed. The speedster chasing him. He's gaining, but Chris Holt is on.
Ben McKay.
Another good mark to McKay. This time inside 50. Venus was there, but again McKay.
We'll do battle on Melbourne's biggest stage. Now.
Yes, they're in the studio, Collingwood and Essendon, Jack Crisp and Ben McKay. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having
Fair
us.
Fair intro.
Yeah, you like that?
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Got a bit of rumble in the jungle about it.
That's all we've got time for today, guys. Yeah, thanks for coming in. Good luck for tomorrow.
And Fev, you just pointed out, everyone now in the studio is very tall.
Yes. And hey, shut up, 5'10 and a half.
You look tiny.
I was telling the boys about the lore of Crusher outside.
Hey, now, boys, now, as a non-Collingwood and Essendon player, you look at you guys who get to play tomorrow and run out on the great MCG, and you're in awe of you guys. What's it like? I know, Ben, this is your first time ever.
And yep.
It'd be the biggest crowd you've ever played in front of.
Absolutely. Round one was 75,000, I think, against the Hawks.
That's what you're getting a whole year at North.
Literally, yeah. So I think they reckon 90, 95,000 tomorrow. So it's pretty incredible when you think about it.
You nervous?
Oh, absolutely. I get nervous before every game. So tomorrow will be no different, but it's a pretty cool occasion. And it's obviously more than football to a degree. So yeah. Can't wait to get out there.
What about you, Jack? You obviously played in a few. You've played about 8,000 games in a row. So you've played in a few Anzac days. What's it like as a player that... with all the tradition, and then you have meetings during the week, and they bring up everything about the Anzacs. How does it feel to be standing out there and representing that?
Yeah, you said it. It's a pretty momentous occasion. I think it's a game that everyone puts in their calendar, biggest game in the home and away season, and something that we all really look forward to. It's quite a nice build up. We had our young guys and new to the club go to the Shrine yesterday and kind of get that experience and kind of learn more about. What the club does to represent all the Anzacs on this day. But I think, what we look forward to the most tomorrow is just the minute silence and obviously just reminiscing about the past and then being able to soak in the entire atmosphere is quite amazing. I know Ben's going to love it tomorrow, but as soon as that last post is done and that siren goes to start, everyone's just kind of running back. I get goosebumps every year.
Yeah. That's amazing. I don't think there's a better sound in sport. Unfortunately, as a Bombers fan, I've been on the wrong side of a lot of Anzac Day games, but that moment silence, thanks for the pat on the back. that sound, that moment silence ending when the siren goes and the roar of that crowd at the G.
Are you going to get a kick? Because I'm going to put you for Anzac Day medal in your multi.
Oh,
you better get a kick.
Hey, every time you tell me that you're betting on me, I don't deliver for you.
No, he doesn't. I put him in my multis to get 20 every week, and he gets like 19, 17, and I send him abusive messages. Man, kick a ball in or something. You know, you can kick it out of the goal. Anyway,
it's not my role. I've got to play my role, mate.
Let's not talk about that. Now, your brother is Harry, your twins.
Yep.
And this stat will blow your mind, Boxy. Now, you've both been playing for 7 years. You just played at North Melbourne, and now you're obviously at the Bombers.
Yep.
And Harry plays at Carlton. Fullback,
mm-hmm.
Ben, Harry, Coleman medalist, full forward, who I wanted to help goal kick, but now he's got it up.
That's a different story.
That's a different story. Hey, he's on now.
He's on. Lucky he didn't take your advice.
No, he would have been. He wouldn't kick a point. Hey, you've never played on each other.
Never.
You've never, ever, ever played in the same game together.
Well, actually, in the VFL we did a few years back.
In
the VFL. No, you wouldn't. It's not in your vocabulary.
But you've never played an AFL?
Not AFL.
Because there's a rumour going around, Boxy, that they're one person.
Yeah.
They're actually not twins.
Well, I'm fascinated because I know a lot about footy and footy skills. Now, so when you were growing up, does that, like, because you'd play and practice together, was one fullback, one was full forward?
A little bit. We didn't really grow until, like, year 10, year 11. So we sort of played in the midfield growing up. But
dominating.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, I think it was, like, year 10, year 11 when we started to go sort of key position. So... I played a little bit of forward and back, but Harry was always a forward and took to all the limelight, so nothing changed.
Hey, now we're going to play a little game with you two. We're going to start with Jack.
It's Feb's idea, this game, by the way.
Oh. It was actually your idea.
Well, it was my idea.
It was actually
her. I know, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to play it because it's a bit of fun. It's even got its own intro, I believe.
Stay in there 5 minutes.
Now, shoot, shag, and marry Jack. Now, I'm going to give you three names. Darcy Moore, Jordan Ngoi, and Jack Ginnivan.
This is a terrible game.
So hang on, these are Jack's.
You can't, I don't want to play this game.
There's his play. There is.
Hey, just
plagues.
Play. Who would you shoot?
I'm not playing. I'm not getting myself in any trouble.
Yeah, who did you say?
Get in trouble.
Who were the players you said?
Yeah. I said
Darcy Moore.
Jack Ginnivan, Darcy Moore, and Jordan Ngoi.
I love them all.
Yeah. I'd shoot Jack. I'll play for you.
Okay.
I'll shoot Jack Ginnivan because he's not there anymore.
Yes.
I'd marry Darcy Moore because he seems like a good dude. And I reckon Jordan Ngoi would go off.
Okay. So, yeah, this is why you can say I'm not saying anything.
I reckon that's what you would have said.
No comment.
No comment.
You
don't want to play either, do you?
Probably not.
Yeah. So I told you.
You did.
You know what I said on the
party game? We need to play.
I had another idea, though. You did say they wouldn't want to play, but I said, but why don't you do it with football clubs? Like if it was like, if you, okay, Jack, how would you go with this? Richmond, Bulldogs, Carlton. You've got to shoot one, shag one, marry the other.
Yeah, I've still signed for another few years, but there we go. I did barrack for Carlton growing up, so I'd probably marry them.
Okay.
And then I'd just shoot the rest of them.
You'd shoot North?
No, I still like North.
You like North?
Yep. No bad blood there, mate.
That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Spent 8 years there, so love my time.
Yeah. You know how many games he won in that time? This is the best stat ever.
We heard this stat.
I feel so sorry for him.
It was very grim.
What's the stat?
I won 8 games in 70-odd appearances, and then... the first 6 weeks of this year, I've won 4 games already. So I've sort of halved my career.
Oh, wow.
In 6 week period, yeah.
You said you spent 8 years there?
8 years, yeah.
8 wins in 8 years.
Yeah, literally. I averaged one win a year.
Hey, you'll get one on in tomorrow after that.
Hopefully.
Bad karma coming your way. Now, you were a Carlton supporter. Is it true you used to fall asleep with me on your wall?
You're asking Jack that question.
Yeah.
No, I was going back a bit further. I was a big Cuda fan, but then you slowly came into the picture. I wasn't big for pictures on the wall, but I used to model my goal kicking off him.
Really? Of Cuda or Fev?
Nah, Fev.
Fev. What about you, Ben? Were you a Fev fan? Because he just assumes everyone is.
We were Essendon supporters growing up.
Oh, so you were an Essendon supporter.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yep.
The Velvet Sledgehammer, Matty Lloyd.
Lloydy, Fletch, those sort of guys. Heard you growing up. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that
Fev wasn't on the wall, unfortunately.
No, I wasn't on the wall. I was on Jack's wall, though. He's lying. And that's why he wears 25 at Collingwood, because I was 25.
That's exactly right.
There's the Ben and Harry podcast every Tuesday as well. You can subscribe on Listener. How good is that? Having you boys part of the family, wherever you get your podcasts as well. Make sure you get around it.
Bit of footy, bit of life chat. Obviously, we're twins, so we give each other a fair bit of stick.
Mm.
People seem to enjoy that side of it. So, bit of balance of footy chat, bit of insight. But basically, we're just taking the piss out of each other.
Do people come up to you and say, hey, Harry, can I have an autograph?
Sometimes the Carlton supporters do. Yeah. It does my head in. So, maybe every now and then, mate.
Yeah.
But no, the podcast is good. We've been doing it for, this is our second season. So
good.
It's been great. We've really enjoyed the whole process and listeners have been fantastic in
having us. And sorry we're, for more years, you say.
We're chipping away at it. So we're not amazing at it compared to you guys, but we're having a lot of fun.
Didn't you just hear our game that we just played? I think you might have us covered.
Good luck tomorrow, boys.
Yes,
look at you standing next to each other.
Thanks,
tomorrow,
guys.
The rivalry kicks in. Collingwood Essendon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. You know what would be the best outcome? Tomorrow, there's like a big melee and these two punch on.
Oh.
And I can say it all started from this show.
Shoot Shag Mary.
Ariana Grande now here at the Fox. Good morning. It is Fifi, Fev, and Nick, your number one breakfast show.